From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. Wall Street regulatory reform is at the forefront of the agenda in Congress, but Senate lawmakers say there are major obstacles to a final bill. More from NPR's Audie Cornish.
To Republican Minority Leader Mitch McConnell of Kentucky, the 1,800-page bill can be summed up pretty easily.
The bill creates bailout funds, authorizes bailouts, allows for backdoor bailouts from the FDIC, Treasury, and the Fed, and even expands the scope of future bailouts.
Democrats in the White House disagree. They say the draft legislation would give regulators new powers to monitor the financial industry and impose tougher standards on companies that get too big and too entangled in risky activity. It would also have the financial industry, not taxpayers, pay into a fund to cover the cost of liquidating a failing firm. Audie Cornish, NPR News, the Capitol.
It appears the backlog of appeals in the mine safety inspection system kept federal regulators from applying a higher level of scrutiny to the Upper Big Branch mine in West Virginia. That's where 29 miners died in an explosion last week. NPR's Howard Berkus reports the tighter scrutiny would have come in the months before the disaster.
New analysis of federal mine safety records from House Labor Committee Chairman George Miller identifies 4 dozen mines which escaped a higher level of federal oversight because of a backlog of appeals. Miller says the mine owners are gaming the system to avoid tough scrutiny, and the records list the Upper Big Branch mine as one that was not targeted due to appealed violations. That mine and 3 others on the list are owned by Massey Energy and were identified by an NPR News investigation as having higher rates of injuries than the national rate last year. Without appeals, the violations would have triggered a formal warning, which could have led to a forced shutdown if the problems were not addressed. Mining companies say they file appeals because some citations are not justified. Howard Berkus, NPR News.
Nation's retailers had something to smile about last month as recession-worried consumers opened their wallets. According to the government, total retail sales were up 1.6% in March, the biggest increase since November. Adam York is an economist at Wells Fargo Securities and says the sales boost is good news.
We have some momentum to this recovery. It's not all in the volatile series. Obviously, we did get a big gain in autos this month, but we still had gains outside of those more volatile sectors as well.
Inventories also rose up 0.5% in the latest sign that businesses are a bit more optimistic that demand will continue to pick up in coming months. Those more upbeat retail sales numbers translated to a rally on Wall Street today. The Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 103 points to end the session at 11,123. The Nasdaq closed up 38 points to 2504. The Standard & Poor's 500 was up 13 points to 1210. This is NPR. First Lady Michelle Obama is continuing her overseas trip today after an unannounced stopover in Haiti yesterday to view damage from the January earthquake that left more than 200,000 dead. Mrs. Obama continued on to Mexico. Today, the First Lady visited an elementary school where dozens of 6- to 12-year-olds greeted her with enthusiasm. Mrs. Obama is in Mexico on a 2-day visit as part of an international effort to engage young people and inspire them to become leaders and problem solvers. Nonprofit group that's trying to buy the famed Hollywood sign has gotten an extension while it continues to raise funds to buy the land surrounding the sign, NPR's Ken Grigsby Bates reports.
The Trust for Public Land, working with Los Angeles City Councilman Tom Labange, has been feverishly raising funds to buy the 138 acres surrounding the Hollywood sign to keep it safe from developers. So far, they're about $1 million short of the $12.5 million needed, and the deadline for raising that money was today. But a matching grant from philanthropist Eileen Getty and the Tiffany Company means the group is now only $500,000 short of its goal. The land's owners have now extended the deadline until the end of the month, and the fundraisers expect to make their goal. Industrialist Howard Hughes bought the land in 1940, intending to build a home for then-girlfriend Ginger Rogers. They broke up, and the Hughes estate sold the land to a group of investors in 2002. Karen Grigsby Bates, NPR News.
Japanese automaker Toyota says its engineers have now begun testing the company's Lexus GX460 SUV in an effort to duplicate findings issued by Consumer Reports magazine. The magazine recently issued a do not buy recommendation on the vehicle after it says testing turned up a bulky electronic stability system it says could lead to a possible rollover. Government officials are also looking into the report. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.